It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, welcome to Tuesday. If you're up late watching that college football championship game last night, we're with you. We were too. Yep. A little sleepy. You know what happens. Congrats, Georgia, though. Good job.
Yeah, and congrats to Diener. He was the only one who picked Georgia to win in our football pool.
Lee Corso picked him, too.
Really?
Yeah, he put on the big bulldog hat.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, he just jinxed Georgia, but he was right.
Well, we'll get to some headlines in a little bit here, but we got to reveal because I guess it's the early preview, it's bad.
Okay, let me ask you all
unless
a question.
Unless you're Diener, you're Friday. See, we had to wait for the Friday football picks to reveal them today because of the game last night.
Right, right. Yeah.
So,
and Diener's happy.
We're expecting them that they were real bad.
This is my prediction. Diener is so far ahead of all of us that no matter how many games we all win, even collectively, he's still going to beat us.
Yeah, I think so.
So then we end it?
No, he has to make it worth our while. But he is the sports director at 640 Sports.
Well, I guess enough speculation. You ready to find out for sure?
No,
yeah, let's put
not
this thing
really
to bed.
Kill me off, please.
Oh, do it.
No, I did so badly.
Go do ahead. It.
Be moaning. Here we go.
Suck City.
It's because you're winning and we're losing. I hate to lose.
You don't know that yet.
I
Here's
know.
The thing, too. We don't know when this ends.
I know.
So,
like, when does the pain end?
There's no end in sight. So, I guess we can decide on the spot here
Make
how we want to
stop.
Go forward. Because, like you said, Bill, the first time ever we're doing the reveal on Tuesday because we had a Monday game in the national championship.
Why do they play it on Monday night?
I don't know. They need to stop doing that.
Because it's clear of the NFL, I think. I don't know.
It's more money for college.
Yeah.
Gosh. But anyway. So, going back to Sunday, because, again, there was no college football other than last night, so we just had the Sunday picks to look at. The first game we had on the docket was the Bears against the Vikings.
Oh, I don't even know who won that game.
It was a terrible game.
Yeah.
I think the Bears won.
Well,
no, the Vikings.
The Vikings did win.
And by the way, since this was so long ago, all of their coaches have been fired.
I know.
That's true.
Both teams' coaches and GMs are gone.
That's a good point.
Oh, my God.
By the way,
did anybody win?
So whatever this is, it shouldn't count.
That's just should take it off. Both coaches were fired yesterday. You're right. Mike Zimmer and Matt Nagy there from the Bears and the Vikings. So, real quick, also, I forgot to recap. I was in first coming into this past weekend.
Go ahead.
Yes, please recap.
Had to get that in.
46-33. Let's be smug about it. 40, and then Jen and Bill were 42-37 behind me, four games behind me. And Karen dropped below 500 at 39-40. She was seven games behind me.
Below the Mendoza line.
What's my magic number?
A lot.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Infinity.
Until the end of the season.
I'm being very smug to Karen. I apologize. I'm sorry.
All right. That's okay.
But that said, I lost. I lost the Bears. I'm the only one who picked Chicago. The rest of you guys had the Vikings, and you all got that correct.
Oh, there's one.
I think it's the only one.
I think it is.
So we clawed back one with the Bears.
That's right.
One.
I was very disappointed when I saw the Bears lose. It wasn't even close. And then we had the Steelers. This was close.
This was a weird game. If they just tied, everyone would be happy.
No, that was the Chargers game.
Oh.
The Steelers needed to win to have a chance to make the playoffs. They played the Ravens.
The Ravens. This is when I knew.
Took the Ravens.
But I saw the fourth quarter of this. This is when I knew my picks were gone.
Oh, no.
Did the Steelers win?
Yes.
The Steelers ended up winning late in overtime. Oh. And they backed into the playoffs, like Karen was saying, because the Colts lost to the Jaguars inexplicably.
That's a weird thing. And then so Ben Roethlisberger was out on his rascal. And he threw the ball in the end zone and won.
His big ice packs on his elbows and knees.
Steelers won?
They rolled him out there in his ice bath.
I know I didn't take the Steelers because I don't like
won.
Them. So
the tie Karen was referring to was the Chargers and the Raiders. If they had tied, those teams would have made it in. But the Chargers
won. But no.
Did anybody get this game? Get to the line here.
That's a recap. So I won with the Steelers.
I won.
Yeah, and we all lost, right?
He's trying to...
We did.
Oh, you took the Steelers.
Pull off the Band-Aid slowly there.
I remember him saying, the Big Bad Magic is going
to... He also took the other game that they won in overtime. Oh, no, we all got screwed on San Francisco because of Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Speaking of that game, but yeah, you all did have the Ravens. But moving on, then the Rams and the 49ers, we can move past that because we all had the Rams, and that was the shocker. I mean, the Rams were at home, 12-4, trying to get the number two seed in the NFC, and they were up 17 points.
I know.
And the 49ers and Jimmy G clawed their way back and won the game.
It's a bad sign.
Amazing.
Man. So the 49ers got into the playoffs with that win. So congratulations to them. And then the game we were talking about, Chargers and Raiders.
Oh, there's another one.
On Sunday Night Football.
I don't even know who I picked.
Well, in this one, I had the Raiders, and I won with the Raiders.
Well, here's
and
what happened.
The rest of you actually had the Chargers.
I went to a garage sale with my dad, and he bought this T-shirt that was said Raiders, and then it said Death on the front of the T-shirt.
I saw that,
and he wore,
like,
he put it on the day of the game. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Death to our picks.
Death to our picks.
Wow.
He tried to help you to win, but the Chargers lose in one of the craziest games, I think, in NFL history,
it was
honestly.
Insane.
Look at how happy Diener is about that loss.
I could have easily lost that. You all could have won that one with the Chargers, but the Raiders went with, what was it, a last-second field goal in overtime?
Yeah.
Because the Chargers called a timeout. The Raiders were going to let the clock run out and end in a tie because for them,
right, it was
they figured,
good.
Let's not risk a bad
snap. Why
would
they do that?
They were thinking, well, let's keep time on the clock for ourselves if the Raiders kick a field goal.
They have a nerdy coach who just
awful
goes
decision.
By what analytics tell him to do. He doesn't go with his gut.
There's a great clip that went around on Monday, yesterday, where they showed the running back for the Chargers. His name is Austin Eckler. He's talking to one of the Raiders players after the game, and you can see his lips moving, asking, were you guys going to kneel? Because remember, for the Raiders, they're in the playoffs if it's a tie, so they don't care. They don't want to risk a bad snap, and then the Chargers win on like a fumble or something. So they were going to kneel the ball.
They were.
And it was going to end in a tie.
And they were both going to make the playoffs.
Right. And the guy for the Raiders nodded his head yes to Austin Eckler, and you see Eckler's reaction like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding. But the coach of the Chargers stupidly called a timeout, and they lost. They're out of the playoffs.
Wow.
You're kidding me.
And
is he still the coach?
He is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How come he didn't get fired?
First year guy.
You know, I think that's Matt Stafford with the Lions curse.
Ooh. Man. It just transfers over.
It does. Yeah. It's the stink. So, stays on.
Unfortunately, you guys lost the Chargers. I won the Raiders. And then we had the wild card pick.
Unfortunately, you guys.
I don't even know what
I know.
This is painful. I'm sorry. I had under in the Giants game. Under 38, and I won that. And then Jen had the over 42 in the Bills and Jets game. You lost that.
No, of course I did.
And Karen won over 40 in the Dolphins. There's a winner. We found one.
Winner, winner.
Yes, Karen, you got it. Over 40. It was a high-scoring game.
Dolphins, wait, who did they play?
They played the Patriots.
And beat the Pats again. Okay.
And then this was the one, I think.
Wait, so the Dolphins had two winning seasons and they fired their coach.
That's correct.
And they beat the Patriots and they fired their
coach.
That's correct. Yes. I just get making clear on that.
No, yeah. As relationships matter.
Oh, was that
yes,
it?
It was the relationships.
Oh, it was
relationships deteriorated. That's right.
He didn't like Tua.
Oh, he didn't like Tua.
That's the word. And, well, mostly him and Chris Greer, the GM, which is why they
ended up
firing.
The GM, and amazing. And Joe Judge kept his job, and Brian Flores lost his.
What is happening?
I don't know.
So, yeah, we'll see how that plays out. But then this one, I think Bill might quit the show.
Yeah,
I see this next one.
This is unbelievable.
Because
we had this conversation at 4:30 this morning.
Yeah, the over-under in the Alabama-Georgia game last night, the number we had was 52.
Oh,
was
no.
it 52?
Yes.
Oh, my. And it was 51.
I texted him last night at half. It was like, I said, well, at this rate, we'll have like 12 points as the over-under.
And I was thinking, like, well, at least for Bill, it won't be close. He knows that he lost the over. He picked over 52.
That's what I was thinking. But now that they got close, we came in this morning, we said, wow, that was 51 total points. I think that was the line. No.
No.
It was one off.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You lost by a point.
This is why Vegas is built on losers.
That's right. That's why all those big buildings are there.
Blame Georgia. They blocked a field goal.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's right, that would have been it. Oh, okay. My God.
And then the other pain was last night's game.
Our bonus
pick. You picked Georgia.
Yeah.
We all picked Alabama.
Yeah, that's it.
So, Diener's ahead. Oh, six games. Sorry, I was wrong.
Well, so here's the thing.
Oh, God.
After all that total debacle from the weekend, I went 4-2.
Yeah.
That put me... I'm not trying to call it too much. That put me at 50 wins.
He's
what
giddy.
What did I say?
He's
about
giddy.
That?
He's giddy.
At the beginning of this, I said he's 8 games ahead. There's no way we're going to be able to catch him.
I'm 50-35.
Oh! Okay.
Yes.
Second is
Jen and Bill. Because
I'm still last?
You both went 1-5.
Oh, Lord on high.
Yeah.
You might be over the Mendoza line, though.
And you guys are above 500. You're 43-42.
Yeah, we're 7 games.
Seven games.
So I'm at even. I'm at 500.
No.
Oh, I'm below. I'm still below 500.
You actually did worse.
Oh. I'm sorry.
It was your dad's Raiders shirt.
Sorry,
Karen. Karen, you went 2-4.
Holy moly!
You got better than we did.
That's a moral victory.
That's a moral victory.
You finished off there at 41-44.
Oh.
So you're three games below.
Well, we don't have college to do anymore.
I'm done.
We've got football playoffs.
So the question
is, can we start with a clean slate?
We could do that. So
double or nothing.
Yeah.
No, let's just start.
We could
zero.
Do that. Like, I won the regular season,
yes.
And we can do like a playoff contest.
I like
do that.
It. I like it.
Yeah, but unlike you scrubs, my team's in the playoffs.
That's true. You would have to pick the Patriots.
So we couldn't. So we'd either have Jen or me. We'd have to pick for or against the Pats.
Yeah,
I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to pitch like picking against Ohio State. I'm not doing that.
So is it over?
It's over.
You're
going to
kill
me pickle.
Yeah, take your pickle prize.
Take your pickle prize and get the hell out of here.
Well, then this means this is the last time we're going to hear this music until
Thank
September.
God.
Take your gherkin, you jerkin.
Right, well. We need to have a little pickle statue trophy.
Yes.
Well, the golden pickle.
Go paint one.
Okay.
There you go. Karen's an artist. Well, congratulations to me then. I guess the contest is over.
You're the only one congratulating yourself.
The big segment for
did a good job. Can we still keep the music though when we talk about the NFL playoffs?
Sure. We can do like a review of the playoffs on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it up. It's good music.
All right.
Okay.
Congratulations, Diener.
Congratulations, Diener.
Jerk.
Congratulations, Jillian. Yeah. Pickle.
I'm happy I won the pickle. Yes.
And you won the pickle.
I can't wait to get my pickle trophy.
Good job.
Thank you. I'm actually upset because I
ran out of music.
I just turned it down.
How can you be upset?
I can bring it back up.
Oh my God, it lives. This thing's like 10 minutes long.
The band is alive.
Seven games.
Because I predict my ultimate prediction was that Jen was going to win.
Oh, God.
I won. So.
Yeah, you should. You're the sports director. I know squat about the NFL teams.
You did well.
Purely by luck.
It's all right.
It's because I slept with a lot of men.
You picked the teams of the guys you slept with.
You know, when you ran out of picks that you had slept with, you started to lose.
I'm just saying. You're right. When we got down all the teams that made it that I didn't sleep with anybody on them,
that was the downturn.
Jeez. You won a lot of Buffalo Bills games this year. I'm just saying.
Buffalo Bills.
A lot of Buffalo Bills games.
Ride a cowgirl.
There's only one guy on the team, just so you know.
Yeah, right.
It was.
That man was O.J. Simpson.
Oh, no!
But you did finish with the winning record.
But
so
Jen wasn't blonde, so she lived.
Oh, my God!
Anyway, moving on before we get sued.
That puts our pick segment to bed for the year.
Congratulations.
Oh, good job, everybody.
A little preview more. They're talking about, now all these surrogates for Biden are talking about Atlanta. The big speech. Why voting rights has to pass.
Oh, please, shut up.
Look at that. Congratulations, congratulations to the Bulldogs of Georgia. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Newstalk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. We always appreciate that very much. I would check out the Morning Show blog at 850WFTL.com and see the heartwarming, I mean, I think you put it up, the heartwarming...
lie.
Gripping. Amazing survival story of this little puppy named, what is it?
Fiona.
Little puppy named Fiona, who survived...
getting attacked by Shrek.
An owl attack in Missouri. Jen thinks it's completely phony.
I don't think it's all completely phony. I don't think it was an owl that picked up the stupid dog. I think it was like a hawk. Could very well have happened. I don't know. Did these people go to the same church together?
Well, News Radio 1120 AM in St. Louis says it is, Jen. By God, who am I to doubt them?
It does make for a great story. However, barn owls, wild owls, any kind of owl that you know of can't pick up a 9-pound dog.
Owls get big.
But they don't have the capabilities. They're a bird of prey, but they're not like a hawk. They're not like a falcon. I'd go it was a hawk. If they say, maybe the guy didn't know. He said it was dark. He saw some big thing fly over him. He didn't know. They didn't see the little Fiona get snatched out of the cornfield. So could have been an alien for all we know.
See, that's a story.
Yeah.
This is what the guy said.
I seen something flew over the top of my car. I didn't know exactly what it was. I made it look big. And it dropped something. And when it dropped something, I stopped my car. And here was this little bitty miniature Dachshund. I'm glad that I saved her life, though, because she would have never made it. That owl probably would have came back and finished her off.
Oh, come back. Oh, that's horrifying.
And finished it off.
No, here's the thing. Dachshund, but a miniature Dachshund.
Yeah, but it's still 9 pounds.
Maybe like 2 pounds.
No, it was 9 pounds. They said the dog was 9 pounds. Mm. They probably shaped like a rectangle more than a Dachshund. So it was too fat to be... I'm saying it's just too fat to be carried by an owl. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I don't think it was an owl. I would say it was a hawk or something like that.
So you hate lottery winners and saved dogs.
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah. The woman who has six rescue dogs in her house. I hate saved dogs. Mm. No, that's not the case.
I hate dachshunds.
Is that
no,
it?
No, I had
you ever
one.
Had one?
Yeah.
You had one?
Mm. Hans. Yeah, the vet killed it. Oh, it was the first time I ever saw my father lose his you-know-what.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the dog bit him because she was in pain, and he hit her and knocked her off the table, killed her. My father went nuts. Nuts. Terrible story, but Hansie was great. Yeah, she used to sit up on my lap, like straight up, so she'd be like this little hot dog standing up. It was cool. Loved Hansie.
It's an unbelievable. It's just like a Karen story that she would tell. Yeah. Like during
the vet killed the dog.
The vet killed it. I think. Well, I forgot why we brought her in, but I was with my dad. The dog was on the table. The dog. He went to examine her. She bit him. He hit her. She fell off the table. She died.
It's a terrible vet.
Yeah. Well. Oh, yeah. Well, I told my father. I said you should go after him, and he goes, "Why?" He says, "The guy's a putz. Get rid of him."
Wow.
That was it. So anyway.
That took a turn.
But anyway, Hansie. We had Hansie.
Poor Hansie.
Hansie was old, so I think she had disc issues. So, because that's what happens with them, because their backs are so long, they have spine problems.
Sad. Wow. All right. Well, what else is in the morning show blog?
I didn't see that coming at all.
I didn't either.
I'm sorry. It was a terrible story.
I'm sitting here typing a title. I'm writing the heartwarming story of the little dog who was saved from the grips of an owl. Meanwhile, Hansie's over here getting killed.
And it turned into a Casey Kasem long distance death dedication for a little dog named Hansie. Killed by Jen's vet.
Oh my gosh.
In 1978.
No, it was much earlier than that, but that's okay. No. But thank you.
Well,
okay.
Also on the blog.
Okay. Please.
God.
We have this. I mean, we spoke about it a little bit. The guy who received the pig heart.
Oh, this guy. Yeah.
This is awesome.
Amazing.
This could be a huge leap in medicine. I mean, you're talking about instead of waiting for hearts from people,
that's
if
right.
they can separate, you know, obviously you're still breeding pigs for different reasons as far as, you know, just to breed pigs and also for food, for sustenance, and also you can now have a section of breeding pigs for medical transplants.
Yeah, these are genetically, well, they're not that genetically modified, but they are genetically modified. At least their hearts are, because a pig's heart's pretty similar to a human heart. So they made some modifications genetically, grew this pig, bred it, and I'm sure there's others that have followed for the whole purpose. Intent was to take this pig's heart and put it into a human. And it worked. For now, the guy's alive. It's been 4 days.
Oh, it's They offered him bacon in the hospital. He said, no, I don't like that anymore for some reason.
That can't be true. You're making that up, okay?
Part of that may be not true.
Maybe just a little bit. Remember the guy that got the first, what was it called? The Jarvis heart? The fake heart?
Yeah, that's right.
And every time, it was funny because when Iron Man came out and he named his
Jarvis.
Name Jarvis, I was like, oh my God, it's the one that made the heart. Yeah, they've done this before, but if just think of the ramifications of this. If indeed they could grow pigs, breed pigs to make hearts for people.
That's game changing.
Are they talking about it eventually that like the pig heart would be temporary while you're waiting for a human heart transplant, or that's the one in for good?
No, it would keep you alive long enough until a human heart could be found for you. I don't know if they could modify it enough and it could work for you.
I think we're just going to have, honestly, honest to God, 3D printed body parts soon.
I know they've been
replacement
right.
parts. So.
Yeah. And by the way, in retrospect, I feel like this is my first day in radio because I probably should have gone along with the bacon joke rather than calling out that can't be true.
If it was a good joke, you probably would have, but no, it wasn't even, it was worth it. You know what it was worth it? Just killing it right there. Stab it right in the heart and just
kill
pretty
it
much
off.
What I did.
Yeah. Kill it off.
Ruin the bit.
Bit burglar.
That's you me. Bit burglar, it's all your fault. But anyway, we'll see how long he lives. It's pretty cool.
That is amazing.
Both those stories on the blog. Diener has put them both up there, so check it out, 850WFTL.com.
You remember the big story we had yesterday, which is quite amazing. If you missed the video, go look at it. A guy cheated death twice in like 5 minutes. Plane crash, lands. Yeah. He almost kills himself in the plane crash, survives that, lands on the railroad tracks. The cops pull him out of the way just before the train hits the plane.
Still incredible.
Now today there's a big investigation because the cops called the train people and said, stop the train. And they said the engineer on the train never got the message. So they're trying to figure out what went wrong.
Better work on that system.
Wow. I'm thinking, holy cow, that's kind of scary.
I wonder if he could have stopped anyway, because that thing was, flying, moving.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was going pretty fast. It destroyed that plane. Thank God the guy wasn't in it.
Sure did. All right. We'll see how the celebration's going on in Athens, Georgia, and throughout the country from Bulldogs fans. And when's the last time you ever heard from Martin Luther King III?
Wow, I don't think I have.
He's stumping for Biden and voting rights today.
Oh.
Got some cuts from him coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. This is Diener. I'm Bill. More news from Karen on the way. And we were just talking about what's one of the stories on our morning show blog, the Maryland guy who got a pig heart transplant.
No, don't tell me something bad happened.
Well, no, depends how you look at it. Big update. Big revelation.
It's not a pig?
Of course. It's not a man. It was a man to pig heart. No. This is according to the Daily Mail UK outlet.
They know more than we do.
They always have incredibly long headlines, so stick with me, but it's pretty revealing. Revealed. Dying Maryland handyman, 57, who became the first in the world to get a heart transplant from a genetically modified pig, was ineligible for a human organ because he didn't follow doctor's orders, missed appointments, and stopped taking his meds.
Well, you know what? In fairness,
scandal.
No, in fairness to this guy, and it's probably why they approached him, he was probably at the point where he said, I'm tired of waiting. Why am I prolonging this? And I bet you he was really on a suicide mission, to be honest with you.
So University of Maryland was like, who's on our list that has nothing to lose?
Yeah, that really doesn't care.
Who doesn't care?
Well, I mean...
He is, by the way. He looks way older than 57.
Really?
Yeah, it was a life lived.
Okay. Well, you know,
but that's
what?
That's an interesting update, though.
It is. You know, I friends of mine, their daughter went through multiple transplants, so I went through this whole process with them. It is grueling. Mm. Waiting, the wait, the process through, the drugs you have to take. It's horrific. So I can understand, you know, at this point, this guy probably said, what are my odds of ever getting a heart? Sure, give me a pig one.
He's like, I don't care.
He said the only thing he wanted to do was go home and see his dog.
And I'm still not taking those drugs.
It's pretty interesting. But, I mean, still, the being able to raise pigs to use their hearts for a transplant is, like, incredible.
Fascinating.
Wow.
All right, well, big day for Georgia. Not only their big win, congrats, Bulldogs, but the president and vice president come to Georgia today. They're talking about voting rights, and here's a phrase that's going to pop up everywhere today. To protect democracy.
Mm.
That's why they're there.
Mm. Your basic right to vote.
Yeah, that was
will
the
not
one.
Be violated. Yeah, we're going to do that for you.
The end game being they want to federalize elections, no voter ID, vote by mail forever, states have no power, blah, 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 all that stuff. That's the ultimate what they're pushing for.
Yeah.
And they got to start to stump for it today.
Well, and now it explains, you know what, I was sitting here thinking, why is Biden going to, you know, visit the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial and the Coretta Scott King Jr. Memorial? Now I understand, because their grandson, or is it their great-grandson, is going to be stumping with him. That was probably, and I don't mean to be jaded, but that was probably the handoff.
That's exactly what it is.
You come and lay a wreath at my great-grandfather's memorial and my great-grandmother's memorial or wherever this child fits into the genealogy. And you know what? I'll come out and I'll stump with you in my city.
Here I was thinking, you know what? Good for the administration. Right before MLK Day, they'll lay a wreath there. That's nice. They should. No, it was all politics.
Yeah.
Don't let it fool you. It was politically motivated.
And I bet you that was the gotcha. Grandson probably called, or the great-grandson probably called and said, hey, you know, we would like the president and the first lady to come visit my dad's memorial, my mom's memorial. And they said no. And then they came back with, you know what? Well, if he comes out and stumps with us, then we'll show up. And that's how I look at it. Isn't that sad? That's how jaded I think this presidency is.
That's how it is. That's how they all are. It's all politics.
Here's
MLK III talking about it.
We want him to use his full weight. We know that the White House, when it really wants something done, they have a lot of influence that they can use. And that's what we expect to hear and see.
Okay, what would they like?
What we're saying to the president is we need to see and hear today how you're going to get these bills passed.
Okay.
Well, you know how. You know, the only way they are going to pass is if you get rid of the filibuster and you force this thing through.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, that would be the worst thing to happen to the country ever. Ever. You'd never have transparent elections going forward after that.
No.
Never.
And
yet they're selling it the exact opposite.
Yeah. And if you think we're lying and you don't believe us, just step back and look at anything the federal government runs now. Is it run efficiently, effectively, financially? Is it secure? None of it is. You just think of everything that's going on right now. Look at Social Security. You know, they said by the time you get there, Bill, I don't think you're going to have any money. It'll be gone.
I always see that as a donation. I'll never see that.
Yeah, you'll never see it.
Never.
You know, you look at unemployment. They just keep writing checks to people who are still employed. Or look at the whole the PPP thing. How many people got checks that shouldn't have gotten money?
Oh,
millions
yeah.
of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
They don't run anything efficiently. There's always a screw-up. You want them to run elections now? Please. I just give it back to the state. Leave it alone and
Leave
just
alone.
Move on. And stop trying to buy your way into the world for the rest of your life.
And you maybe want why Georgia? Well, because they dared to bring up in the milk toast of ways to strengthen their elections a little bit for election integrity. All of a sudden they turned this into they're threatening democracy. No, they're not.
You got nothing to do with that.
Ridiculous.
Crazy people. Yeah. Hey, this was, you know what? We need a good story. And this is one of the better ones, along with the pig story, I thought. Was this World War II vet? The guy from Texas?
Great.
It was a great story. And when he got drafted, his name is Donald. I think it's Huizenga. It's similar to the spelling of Wayne Huizenga, only it's an S instead of a Z. But anyway, this gentleman, Donald, got drafted in 1943, as a high school senior. He was wounded at Normandy. He ended up making it home. And he just did something pretty incredible.
He got his high school diploma.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
80 years after he was supposed to graduate. 80 years later. That's incredible. He's 98 years old, this guy. Holy cow. Bless his heart. So next, if you happen to be in Texas and you run into Donald Huizenga, tell him congratulations. That's pretty cool.
Wounded in Normandy, too.
How do you like that? I don't know how anybody survived Normandy, but that's besides the point.
Oh, just watch Saving Private Ryan.
How could that opening scene is probably the worst 10 minutes of film I've ever watched.
It's horrifying.
It is.
What those guys went through. Mm,
it's terrible, terrible, terrible. Mm. But this guy, good for him. Go, you go, Donald. Wonder what made him do it.
I don't know.
You know, because
I
looked at the story and I was trying to figure out, you know, was it because he had a great, great grandson who did it or, you know, was in high school or a granddaughter or a great, great granddaughter or something. And it didn't say. It just said he decided to get his degree. I was like, good for him.
Can you imagine if he had to take a final in one of these classes and he was like 2 points short and some teacher's like, sorry.
No,
come back next year.
What if they gave him a final on World War II and then changed the history of Normandy? And I was like, well, I was there, damn it.
I can tell you about it.
I know what it's about.
Oh my God.
That'd be pretty funny, actually.
Or wow. Get some more highlights. From the big college championship win last night for Georgia, but they're still partying.
Oh, and good news for your daughters, because a show that they like that they recently found just got renewed again.
Oh, God. I can't believe that show's still on.
Neither can I.
All right, we got that and more. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
And one more play for the Georgia defense. Georgia on the mountaintop. Demons be gone, and the drought is over. National champions.
Demons be gone.
Be gone. I was waiting for the exorcist to show up and may the body of Christ come.
One more time for you, Georgia. Congratulations.
That was pretty awesome.
That was big. That's a good defensive team.
I'm not a big Georgia Bulldog fan. I mean, I like the team, but I mean, I don't know much about them. What did he mean about demons? Have they been like cursed for 40 years?
I think that with SEC championships they've had, but they would run into Alabama, which would steamroll them. I think mainly that's what he's talking about.
Okay. I thought it was like the curse of the Bambino kind of thing. So
I don't know.
They
don't have
demons
any...
be gone. I was like, okay.
Diener, do they have any curses that got broken? Just a long streak.
Just the curse of Nick Saban, pretty much.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How long has Saban been at Alabama?
Oh, man. Is it
15 years?
Something.
No?
Just about that, actually.
When was that Dolphin season? 2006?
2006, and I believe when he left was 2007. That was the year they won 1-15 with Cam Cameron there. You remember him? Yeah, it was a rough. Cleo was Lemon bad. Was the quarterback.
Cleo Lemon.
Oh boy,
what a lemon!
Ooh. What a
lemon law on that one.
It's a rough era to be a Dolphins fan, but yeah,
jeez.
It's been 15 years. I think.
But that Kirby Smart, that coach at Georgia, he was with Saban, also with the Dolphins, not just LSU, but
right.
The Dolphins, LSU, Alabama.
Yeah.
Worked with him for like 15 years or something.
Been with him for a long time. So, yeah, I mean, they're great friends, and Saban was happy for him. You know, his old buddy there got his first national title. And, you know, Chris Fowler talking about the Demons, yeah, they got past their nemesis in Alabama who kept beating them, and also the Demons of the past 40 years, not winning since 1980.
That's
41
pretty good.
Years.
Good for them. Good for them. Yeah. I think the story about that quarterback, though, is a walk-on. He was behind Justin Fields.
It's a great story.
Went back to junior
college. This kid told his dad when he was three he was going to be the quarterback at Georgia. And then he wins it as a senior.
No big deal. I said when I was three, I wanted to be on the South Florida Morning Show. It's a dream. I made it happen.
See? Dreams come
hard.
True.
No big deal.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
No, you're right. That kid, it's a great story.
It is.
Good for him.
He got one for the average size guys. He's only like 5'9", 5'10".
He's average. He's,
yeah.
Wow. He's, you know, little.
For a quarterback, he's a shorty.
Wow.
Is he a senior? Is he?
Yeah, he's a senior. So that's.
It's probably not like a high draft pick kind of guy.
No, not really.
So he's done, is what you're telling us.
He could probably get on a team. He'll get a tryout, but that was might have been his last, you know, big moment in his football career. So an amazing finish.
This guy. What's his name again?
Stetson Bennett IV.
Stetson Bennett IV.
That's right.
He will not have to buy a drink in the state of Georgia ever again for his entire life.
That's correct.
But I think you're right. You're going to see him on a Senate ticket someday soon. You watch.
Sounds like an old senator.
He does.
He'll run next to Herschel Walker and win.
Did Herschel Walker show up? Wasn't he there too?
No, but he was tweeting from home. He was very happy.
I bet.
Was he on that 1980 team?
I want to say no.
I think it was after that.
I think it was too early. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vince Dooley was the head coach.
Wow.
Won't you come home, Vince Dooley?
That's a huge, huge deal to people in Georgia, though. I mean, huge.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
You got to wonder if the greatest comeback in the history of the Super Bowl didn't happen, Super Bowl 51, with the Pats beat the Falcons. If the Falcons had won, what's a bigger win?
Man,
I got. Oof.
If the Falcons. That's a tough
one. I think
it's Georgia.
I think it's Georgia, too. I think college is a little more important than the pros. Isn't that sad?
At least there.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least in Georgia it is. It might be.
Herschel Walker was there in 1980. He played with them from 1980 to 1982.
Wow. How about that?
I didn't know he was there. I thought it was like mid-80s. I didn't know it was that early.
Look at that.
So, yeah, that was the last time they won.
Great sports year for Georgia, though. You got the Braves.
I'll tell you. You got the Bulldogs.
Yeah,
it's... They haven't won a lot when you really think about the Georgia sports teams.
I mean, they haven't.
The Braves won in the 90s as far as World Series go. They always had great teams, but only won it once. And then you have the Falcons have never won a Super Bowl, been there twice, never won.
No.
And Georgia just won their first national championship since 1980. So,
maybe the tide's changing for Georgia.
Listen, they're still going to be good. All these SEC teams, they're always good.
They're NFL fattening pens.
The last three champions have come out of the SEC. Wow. LSU, Alabama, and now Georgia.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
So the question is, if you're sitting on the fence, Alabama, Georgia, you're a senior in high school, and they're both, you know, kind of like trying to lure you, where do you go now?
Miami. A little bit of a bias.
A homer there.
Okay, I'm going to just ignore that comment. This is good news for Bill's kids. Bad news for probably everybody else. I can't believe this show is still on the air. ABC just announced that Grey's Anatomy.
I can't believe
this. Has been renewed for season 19.
It feels like that's been on since 1980.
It is.
What's going on?
The funny part about it is all the tweets yesterday, Ellen Pompeo, who is one of the original stars, still with the show. She's coming back, and somebody wrote, she could have gotten a real medical degree by now.
Really?
She could have had a career retired.
Wow. Chandra Wilson, it was Dr. Bailey Miranda on the show. She's coming back. And James Pickens Jr.
When did Katherine Heigl and Sandra Oh leave that show? Because that's the last time I remember ever seeing Grey's Anatomy.
It's a long time ago.
I think they left in the 70s.
Is that what?
Yeah. Been a while.
They went to Charlie's Angels. That's how long ago it was.
I can't believe that's still on. I couldn't believe when my girls found the reruns. They were like, we want to. And it took it a whole summer.
Oh, no.
And then they were like, we want to catch up. Watch all these before the new season. I went, excuse me? What new season? Of Grey's. What?
It's still on.
Well, that is pretty incredible. Moving on to other things, we'll leave with this. What is the easiest recipe that you struggle with? The easiest food probably to make that you have a hard time with?
Grilled cheese.
To get it good is tough.
It's not in the top 10.
I struggle because you got to make it on the frying pan, on the stovetop.
Yeah.
You know what's tough to make? Surprisingly, bacon.
Bacon.
We were joking about
bacon before, but you can screw up bacon.
Pancakes. I cannot make a pancake for the life of me.
Pancakes. That's the answer. Yep. Pancakes have to be the toughest.
Number one
there it is.
On the list, pancakes.
They are not easy.
Can't do it.
No.
Wow. All you do is put a little batter in, add a little
can't
water.
Can't do it. I've tried.
It up, and that's it.
Nope. They flop everywhere. The batter gets everywhere. It's an absolute disaster when I try to make pancakes.
They're either hard disks or they're still not done in the middle.
That's it.
Eggs came in second. Yeah, I like eggs sunny side, over. Just lightly, just let me look at it And they always screw it up. It comes back. It's like all
I can only do scrambled. Yeah, I can't do sunny side or poached or any of those fancy
runny
things.
Eggs.
No.
No.
I love runny eggs.
I want dry, burnt eggs that don't have an ounce of moisture on them.
Holy cow.
By the way, you know what the thing is with pancakes, why it's so tough?
Why?
Oven, the temperature.
You got to get the temperature
if
just
it's
right.
Too hot. Yeah. That's the problem. It's not the mix. That's pretty easy to do. It's the temperature. It can't be too hot. You burn them.
I could see that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. It was pasta, mac and cheese,
really?
And soup round out the top five.
I'm great at those. Pasta and mac and cheese, I've perfected those because the kids love them.
Do you get it out of a
it all
box?
The time. Yeah.
That's not making mac and cheese.
Well, what do you want me to do? Make noodles in my kitchen with a strainer? Like, what am I doing?
Yeah, with real cheese and real macaroni. Oh, my God.
And a jar sauce.
Please don't get me going. Have a great day. I'm out of here. We're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Shut up over there. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. We hope you join us. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.